historic, present day authors were hermits. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capa, California, with Instant Illumination. Historic, present day, all authors were hermits. Now, how do I come across saying that all authors were hermits? When anyone wants to write, when anyone wants to be creative, when anyone wants to do anything, they do it from within. Just visualize a painter. And that painter is standing before his canvas, and he has his brushes with him, his paints and things, and he has an idea in his mind. Now, he may be far from the scene of his idea. It could be a lake, a mountain, a stream. He could be painting anything. Untalented painters, they need to have something to paint from. They need to have a photograph. They need to have something that's physical standing before them that gives them a sample. They go by the ocean and they paint the ocean. Or they go by the mountain and paint the mountain. But the real artists, the real authors, the real creators, historically or present day, are the ones who create absolutely out of their hermetic mind. They're hermits living in their own inner consciousness, living in their own inner awareness. They're painting the picture that's on the landscape of their mind, not of the countryside standing before them. They're painting a portrait of a beautiful person, and the person may be themselves or anyone else. And as they paint this portrait, they're painting it from their thought. They're painting it. They have an indelible yet fluid picture of that being in their consciousness. And this beautiful picture that they have is so dramatic and so dynamic and so wonderful that they want to capture it. They want to capture it with their paints. They want to capture it with their drawings. They want to capture it with their ability to transfer from their mind onto the canvas all of the things that are exciting to them. And as they capture these things, what are they doing? As they capture these things, what they are doing is they are bringing forth out of their inner beingness that which they see. Now, others may look and say, oh, I can see the seashore, and I can see Laguna Beach there, you know. Oh, I can see there. That's the Atlantic City in New York. Oh, yes, I can see that. I can see that mountain. That's the Swiss Alp. Oh, yes, that's beautiful. But you see, when you look at it, it instantly says to you, Swiss Alp, it instantly says it. Now, how did that painter capture the Swiss Alp when he was not standing before it? How did he capture the essence of the scene that he painted or the person that he painted when he may not have been standing before them? Out of his own intuitive being, out of his own illumined mind. The painter had in his mind the picture. Now, when the painter has a person sitting before them having their portrait done, that painter is blind. That painter doesn't see that person sitting before them. What they see is what they have in their own mind and their own heart. And they see the vibrations of love in that person. They see the inquisitiveness, the genius in that person. They see the magic sensitivity of that person who has a charisma that floods all the universe when that person is in the presence of anyone else. And the painter captures that. How does a painter capture that? How do you capture charisma? How do you capture a magic essence? This is where the genius of the painter comes in. This is where his intuitive listening. Nothing on the outer can ever tell him these things. It's only his intuitive genius that tells him these things. And from that intuitive genius, he paints the portrait. From that intuitive genius, he paints the picture of the landscape. Also, from that intuitive genius, write the great artists, the great authors of all time, historic or present day. They all listen to their own inner self, whether they're painting or writing or singing or composing, no matter what they're doing. They're all historic or present tense, living in the now, capturing the essence of whatever it is they're doing. In the story that they write, there are so many things that are taking place in the story that one might not notice, but a true author is able to capture the relevance, capture the essence, capture the vitality of whatever it is he's writing about. An artist captures the charisma, the vitality, the essence of whatever it is that he is painting. Truly amazing, isn't it? The author, painter, creative genius, they're all hermits. They're all living from their hermetic self, from that divine inner realm that is untouchable, that divine inner realm that is waiting to reveal itself in some fascinating, some glorious, some outstanding way. To be truly great, to be truly a person, as you will, a man for all seasons, it takes a matter of being one with whatever you're doing. And when you are one with whatever you are doing, then you are expressing yourself in a magic way incomparable to anyone else. Because whoever might paint the same scene or tell the same story or do the same portrait that you do, they would do it in their own genius. And they would capture from the essence of what they're doing a little bit of themselves. In fact, quite a lot of themselves. Because it's out of their hermit self. It's out of their quiet, peaceful, intuitive self that they find the magic. And then they capture it. And then they reveal it with whatever artistic talent they have. Many of the great musical compositions are dedicated to whatever it is that they're dedicated to, like the Dance of the Flowers or Swan Song or various other things. And in it, the composer has captured the essence of that about which he has written his music. And those actors, those performers, those singers, those persons who bring out the music that the composer has composed, they too bring a restlessness out of their own hermetic self, and they change the composer's original concept to how they see it. And when anyone is able to really capture what the composer had to say in the first place, then true magic takes place. And that's the type of magic I'd like to see each one of you express every moment of your life. Being yourself and having fun, living from your hermit self, from that intuitive, divine, magnificent self. Historic, present day, now. Have fun doing it. I do, and I have a lot of fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.